Dia is from Australia. Dia, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thought I'd call back and find out why you still haven't been on my show.
You have to add, let me let you talk to the producer, and he'll tell you how to get in contact with the... Ermias, because I don't do any of the scheduling, so asking me about it.
I know. I've emailed him 3 times, and he's yet to... He's good, but he's yet to make it happen, and that's all. But that's not why I called.
Oh, okay.
Part of why I called.
Well, I have to tell you, on his behalf, he's very, very busy right now, but he will get to you, all right?
Yeah, I believe you. I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to deal with. I'm sure he gets thousands of emails.
Yeah, he does. Did you go and forgive your mother?
I had nothing to forgive my mother for.
So you didn't go and forgive her?
No, I've never had to forgive her. She's, as I already said to you, she's almost perfect. There's nothing to forgive her for.
Well, you said all...
I did ask my father the question about whether his mother was the same as my mum, and he said no. He said he's glad his mum is dead and that they are both very different, that his wife is very different to his mother. I told you that he would say that they were the same.
Your father's a beta male. He's not being honest.
Oh, I don't know.
When you say
you're machista, like in Spanish, we say machista for someone who's really macho, and papa is machista.
Amazing. When you say your mother is almost perfect, what is wrong that she's not completely perfect?
She's a human being. She makes mistakes.
Like what?
Me, I frustrate me.
What kind of mistakes did she make while raising you?
Oh, while raising me?
Yes.
I suppose she was too strict. I didn't get to do anything. I didn't get to go to friends' houses. I didn't get to go to school camps. I didn't get to do anything because they were so cautious. We were like wrapped in bubble wrap.
Wow! Did you forgive her for that?
Yeah, for a long time I held it against her, but I forgave her for it. I mean, she was only trying to take care of her children. She didn't want us to end up dead or raped.
Right? Did you go to her and forgive her for that?
You told me to go to my father.
But
the last phone call we had, you didn't tell me to go to my mother.
Well, now that we
haven't asked her for forgiveness, but she doesn't.
Don't ask.
To be forgiven.
You should go to her and forgive her for being so strict on you while raising you, and you realize now that she was trying to do her best to protect you, even though it was wrong to be so strict, and that you held that against her, and you're sorry for resenting her for that. Don't ask her to forgive you. Never, 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 ever, ever, ever ask a person to forgive you. People don't forgive. You forgive them, and God will forgive you.
Yeah, but I mean, this isn't really a narrative that is in my mind. This isn't something that I think about, my mother and the strictness. That's not something I think
but
about.
But it's still really there, though, and you don't. It's still there, and you don't realize it.
It's only there because you ask.
No, it's there because you remember it.
Because you asked. So of course I'm going to remember. I have memories. I have memories of when I was in kindergarten playing with dolls with my friend. Like, kindergarten is our... I don't know if you guys have kindergarten. Kinder here is, like, just before you go to school.
If you don't want to do it, do not do it. You'll live to regret that you did not go and forgive. And you're trying to convince yourself that you did it in your mind, or you were able to let it go, and you really were not. So hold on to it. Hold on to it until you see it for yourself. All right. Don't do it because I said it.
Well, can I ask you the question I wanted to call about?
Yes.
Okay. So you've been doing what you do for so long. And sometimes what you do, what not you personally, what we do in alt media can lead to controversy. And sometimes the controversy is more than I can handle. How do you handle it? Because I'm not doing too well with it.
I handle it by not having one iota of anger. I have no anger at all, so I love all people. but I don't accept the way all people are. I don't agree with everything. So I just tell the truth. And if they get upset about it or have a hissy fit, it doesn't bother me at all because I love people, all people, because I love what's right. And that's why I wanted to...
So what if people make videos about you or people drag your name in the mud? That's sort of what I'm dealing with at the moment.
But you speak up about it and disagree with it, but wish them well. Don't hate them back because they're trying to get you to hate them back.
I don't hate them. I don't.
I know, but
I don't understand.
They're trying to get you angry, and once you get angry, they'll control you because the battle is a spiritual battle, right versus wrong, good versus evil, right? And so evil people are not going to appreciate people who are on the side of good. They're going to do all they can to try to stop you. And one way that they try it is by dragging your name through the mud. But if you don't resent them, speak up but don't resent, you'll be fine. It won't bother you within. It would never bother you within at all. But you got to overcome the darkness.
Do you know why I resent it at this second in time?
Why?
Because the leftists called my place of work, because they doxed me, they called my place of work, and they kept voicing their outrage for something that happened. And I was fired as a result. I technically wasn't fired. I was asked to step down, and so I did. But that's very tribalistic of the left to do that to me.
Yeah, the left is evil. You should not have stepped down. You should have fought for your job. You have to fight back. You can't give in.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't want the reputation of my boss to be mudslinged. That's not good. So I did the right thing for the company.
Well, I don't know about your company, but I do know that people of good have to stop giving in like that. You have to fight back, because if you don't, they're going to use you as an example to intimidate other people on the side of good. And if you have a job, you have a right to have a job, just like they have a right to have a job. And if you haven't done anything wrong, just because they say you did something wrong, that doesn't mean you did anything wrong. And if you haven't done anything wrong, then you have a right to fight for your job.
I participated in something, but I didn't do anything wrong.
Right. So you have a right to fight back for your job. And your boss, if you're a good worker and you're following the instruction of the company, then your boss should fight to keep you there. He shouldn't get rid of you just because they're calling and trying to harass you. It's called discrimination. And it's not right that you should be treated that way because you have a different opinion.
Yeah, I agree that my political beliefs and my faith shouldn't be called into question.
But if you don't fight back, though, they're going to watch it. It's going to be all over the news that you lost your job because of those people intimidating you.
It is on the news. It is. It's already being, they're already talking about it. It's not on the news, but it's on like leftist pages on
right.
Facebook. It's not like, and it's not a nationwide story. I'm not that well known, but I'm known enough that I did something I shouldn't have done.
Did you do something wrong? I'm sorry?
I'll tell you what I meant to do. I don't know if I should talk about it, but I don't know if I should talk about it, but basically I'm a Christian and I don't believe, obviously, that Christianity should be distorted. And so I don't like it when I hear that there are LGBTQ+ churches distorting the Bible. So I had the intention to go to one of these meetings and listen to what they were going to say, disagree with them respectfully, walk away, make a video reviewing the events, and then that's it. That was it. That's all I had planned to do. But what happened was something completely different. My idea was hijacked by another individual, and I got in a lot of trouble. My workplace got called, and it's cost me a little bit. And at least I'm learning a lesson from it: who to trust, who not to trust.
Yeah,
who are my friends in this situation. I've spent a lot of time thinking about it. So
that's why I told you. But based on that information, you didn't go around preaching to hate someone. You didn't say hate them.
No, I didn't. I would never do that.
So as long as you're not teaching to hate or putting out hate, I don't know why your company would fire you or let you go.
Because they were getting death threats.
But that's not a reason to let you go, though. You still have a right to your job.
Well, they didn't. They technically did something very legal, and what they did was they asked me to step down, and I chose to do that. They said it's either my YouTube channel or my job, and I chose to continue to fight the fight here in Australia, so I left my job. I could have stayed, but then it would have meant walking away from what I do outside of work, which is obviously the unusual hobby of making videos and talking about the Bible and Marxism and
But my thing is, you were not teaching hatred. You were not representing the company, your job, right? You were not at work. So you were not teaching hatred.
No.
You're not at work.
No.
And you're not representing the country. You were just doing your YouTube channel, and you're reporting as a Christian. The problem with that is that Christians don't take a stand. They can attack Christianity, and the Christians give in. You're giving in to it rather than really fighting for your job and standing up and making noise about it, because you didn't do wrong based on the information you just given. You didn't teach hatred. You didn't represent your job. It was you doing your own thing outside the job, and you were representing a Christianity, and you have a right to do that. So you were wrong. Based on the information, you should not have left your job. You should have fought back for your job. If you had been a Muslim or even a Jewish person, you would still have your job. But for Christians are under attack all around the world, and the only thing that Christians are doing are giving into it. There's no fight back at all, and I don't understand that.
I don't know. It's a little bit crazy what I'm going through at the moment. And a lot of people are saying to me, why are you stressing? Just leave what you're doing. Your quality of life would be so much better. But then if I do that, I'm not fighting for, you know, I'm not being a Christian soldier. I'm not doing
what
I'm supposed to do.
That's right. And I want to encourage you. I mean, I've gone through so much over the last 29 years since starting what I do. I've been banned from different places, all type of threats, and just all lost friends and all kinds of things. But I love what's right with all my heart, soul, and might. I love being a Christian. It's an honor to be a Christian. I love America. I love the order of God, so I can't see myself giving up on that. If you give up,
I love Australia.
Yeah.
I love Australia very much.
And if you give up, there's nothing left. So just don't resent it. Speak up. Continue to fight, and God will be with you. Don't worry about it.
I do. I've been crying for the last couple of days because of what happened.
Well, you can't take it personal. If you're going to stay in this battle, you cannot be emotional about it. You can't take it personal. You just got to fight back, knowing that it's a good versus evil or evil versus good. These people are evil who are trying to stop you, and it's not personal. They're doing their job. It's not personal. So don't take it personally, because they're doing what they're supposed to do. They represent evil. Satan is their daddy. And so they're doing their job. Now we have to do our job, represent good, and stand against evil with the truth, with love. But you can't be emotional about it.
No, but what makes me emotional is the fact that I'm an idiot. I shouldn't have put myself in that circumstance, and I did.
But you didn't do anything wrong, based on the information you're giving me. What did you do wrong?
Yeah, no. What I did wrong was attend the event.
Why is that?
In the first place.
But you're a reporter.
I have no qualification in reporting. I've never done that. I'm a vlogger at best.
You are a YouTuber reporter. You're doing what you're doing. You're representing good. You're representing God, and you're exposing evil. You did nothing wrong based on what you told me. So
what
don't
I
be.
I told you is all true. I just haven't told you certain elements of the information because I don't want the video, which isn't on my channel, it's on someone else's channel, to get more views because then I'm escalating the problem.
I understand that, and you're doing right, but I want to encourage you that the way that you're going to be able to hang in there without stress, without worry, without fear, without doubt, without any form of insecurity, but perfect love, is that you're going to have to drop all of your anger. You got to completely forgive so that God will forgive you, and these things would not affect you personally. It won't. You won't be crying. You'll be rejoicing knowing that God is with you. You'll have the courage and the power of God working through you to overcome all things. But if you have any iota of anger, which brings on emotions and doubts and worry and insecurity, you're not going to make it. That's when I will encourage you to examine yourself so that you can overcome all anger.
Well, I've been praying about it for the last couple of days, and
you've been praying about what?
More about the scenario, about the circumstance, and I've been I'm a lot stronger than I realized I was, which is good. I think God is testing me and teaching me. And
no, God is not testing you. God doesn't test us. He loves us. He would never test us. So, he would warn us if we were walking into.
Has been testing me?
I'm sorry.
Is it Satan testing me?
Yeah, I mean, it's Satan is bringing on the challenges, and if you love God with all your heart, soul, and might, put him first, you will overcome them. You will see that he loves you, he's with you, and you will see that Satan's children are testing you to try to bring you down, try to destroy you. But God does not test you.
Okay.
God watches over you. He warned you. Yeah, he warned you. You may be walking into a trap, but he does not test you.
Okay. I've never heard that, but that makes sense.
Yeah, so, and when you say that you're praying about it, what do you, how are you praying about it? What do you say in your prayer about it?
I'm asking God to make me stronger and to deal with the backlash that I'm dealing with at the moment. Which for me is a big deal. I can read what some of the people are saying in the comments. They're telling me to suck it up. But I'm at the moment, it's fresh for me. So I think in a week or two, I'll be fine and it will blow over and someone else will do something stupid and then I'll be out of the spotlight. But I'm asking God for strength and I'm asking God to help me navigate better in this ultimate space because I can't keep making these mistakes.
Well, if you want the strength of God to work through you, you got to overcome the anger. Otherwise, you're going to be weak. You must overcome the anger. And the only way you're going to overcome it, you got to see that it's wrong to have it. And you have to forgive so that he can forgive you. And I'm telling you, dear, your whole life will change. Your eyes will open up completely. And it will be amazing. You can pray for strength until the cows come home. But if you don't forgive, you're not going to have it. It's not going to be given to you.
I'm getting there. It's hard to forgive a bunch of people who, I'm boring your audience. It's hard to forgive a bunch of people who have it out for you and who want you, you know, who want you gone.
No, it's not hard. It's not hard to forgive at all once God takes this.
No, it's hard to love and forgive people who want wrong for you. For sure it is.
No, it's not. Listen, dear, once God takes the spirit of anger out of you, away from you, because that anger is not you. It's a spirit that made a home in you. And once he take that out of you, you have nothing left but love. And love is not something you feel, you taste, or you touch. It's a light unto your feet. And you just love everybody, even your enemy. You don't feel love for them. You just don't feel the hatred for them.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'd better let you go. I can read the audience what they're writing, and they're not happy with this segment. So,
will you do my silent prayer? Do my silent. Go to my YouTube channel, silentprayer.video, and start. You could still do your hoop and hollering prayer that you do, right? You know the other stuff you do. Do that, and then do my silent prayer, and God will take over your life and guide you. He'll show you. All right, silentprayer.video. Do that for a week, and let me know what you think.
Okay, but are you gonna come on my channel?
I am. I'm gonna come.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to Hermes again today, and he's real busy, but he'll get on. He'll contact you, and we'll set it up, and I will come on.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate your help and your wisdom and guiding me. I know I'm probably an annoying caller.
No, but, you're fine. Don't worry about that. Stay out of your head. Don't worry about that.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you. I appreciate your help because I'm dealing with a lot right now. And
yeah.
That was very nice to hear. And I'll see you on my channel soon.
All right, dear. Thank you so much, all right?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Amazing. She's Australian born, but Columbine descent. Does that sound like Esteban?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our friend Esteban here in LA. Amazing, folks. I'm telling you, she's a good example. If you're going to fight this battle against evil, you got to overcome the nature of evil, the hatred, the anger.